You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers. Happy post-holidays, Wes.
I know, and I'm excited. We're talking about food today, even though we've eaten a lot of food. I'm excited to talk about food, but the holidays, they were really nice. It was, it's always a great time of year.
Yeah, and honestly, I could talk about food. That, I think it might be my favorite thing to talk about. So it's, I don't know, the universal unifier of folks is food, I think. And by God, I will just keep eaten until there's world peace or something. So there you go.
Did you know that January is typically, in Stockton at least, the slowest month for restaurants?
Oh, well, yes. That I do know that because you and I have talked about this many times. So we are actually, this is a nice little segue into something that we're doing for the month of January. So we've decided to do a full restaurant, dining, all things food takeover from Visit Stockton. So this podcast being one of those attempts to do our full-blown takeover, we're going to have all sorts of foodie content going out on our blog and on social media. We're going to have Anthony going out and doing his like first person video series on TikTok and Reels of checking out restaurants that either like little known or new to him or et cetera, just to kind of get out there and experience things. If you have some ideas of places you want Anthony to check out during January, you can leave a comment on the Instagram post when this comes out. That would be pretty cool. And maybe, you know, he'll check out one of your favorite spots in town. But yeah, it's a good way for us to try to bring people back to eating. We know people are trying to be on diets in January, but why? Yeah.
Doesn't eating make you happy? And I bet we'll be doing... I bet we'll be doing some giveaways on our Visit Stockton page, too, of some sort, right?
Yes. We're going to be running a hashtag contest. We have a bunch of dining gift cards to give away, so.
It's going to be a good month. And so that's it right there. The diet thing just has to wait. Supporting your local restaurants in the month they need it the most is more important than your health.
That's right. Your summer body can wait for the summer. Let's keep it. It's cold, man.
What's the hurry? First of all, we know it's not really going to work, and you're going to give up mid-month anyway, so let's just plow through this.
Yeah, we've been here. This is not the first time you've had this conversation with yourself. Yes. This is the opposite of a motivational podcast. Just give in.
Support local restaurants. It's gluttony month. Let's just do it.
I know, whatever. What's one more month of it? I guess with that said, so what we've decided to do today, we have no guest, but Wes and I being some resident Stocktonians, Wes having lived here for a long time, I growing up here, leaving for a while, and now coming back, we feel pretty confident about our restauranting in town. And so I chatted with my husband last night, which I've mentioned him before on the podcast. He is living in Stockton for his first time, and we moved here last summer, and he has been like our little restaurant guru. So he helped me come up with some questions that he thought would be interesting for us to answer. So thanks, Ian. And this, I really liked this one. This is the one he asked me. So Wes, I'm going to start by asking you, where did you go eat for your birthday dinner in Stockton?
Well, one thing I appreciate is that we both eat in different circles. That's
not really
the right way to phrase that, but we definitely eat at different places. And so, and I live in North Stockton, you live in Midtown. So obviously you tend to gravitate in your neighborhood. So typically for special celebrations and for my birthday and like anniversaries and such, I like Prime Table. So it's our only prime steakhouse in Stockton, in Lincoln Center, owned by the group that owns two other restaurants there in the center. So Prime Table is my usual special occasion restaurant.
I love that. I actually have not been to Prime Table. There's so many places, and I know we're going to address this later on in this episode, but I just need to start making a list. Some people make lists of like movies they need to watch. I just need to make a list of all the restaurants I need to hit in town. And then I took me a second. I had to look on my calendar to remember where I went for my birthday. And lucky me, as I've mentioned before, I'm a 49ers fan. So my birthday actually landed on opening day for the NFL on Sunday, September the 11th. And we ordered Eddie's Pizza from the south side of town off Charter Way. So that's what we had. So it was a very chill birthday meal. And Eddie's Pizza is super good. That's kind of our spot, too, when we've done our some like group days and what have you, going down to that Eddie's Pizza. So.
It is interesting because I was just having a conversation about this with Krista on our team. But the next thing we're going to talk about is where somewhere in Stockton that you would always wanted to try, but you have not yet. So I'm asking you first.
Okay. So the problem is with me is I have like many on the list, but I'm going to go with, and I've mentioned this a bunch in the office, but there's a place that I drove by one time called El Patio off of El Dorado. And it is a Salvadorian restaurant. And so it's like pupusas and whatnot. They're open. I know I've looked online. They're mainly open for, I think they're only open for lunch, like 10 or 10 to 5-ish. And so that's a spot I want to go. But I also want to go to China Village and Jimmy's Place. But I'll elaborate on.
Look at you just throwing a bunch out there.
I know.
Jimmy's Place is one of those weird places because I used to go there back when it was just a bar, right?
Yes.
And now it's still just a bar, but it's also the highest rated sushi place in Stockton. So anyway, that's a whole weird thing.
I love going on Google Maps. That's also how I found El Patio too, is like just looking and seeing what Google reviews have. Cause there's a lot of places in Stockton that like don't have a website or whatever, these restaurants. So, but other people can like claim the Google listings for them and start leaving reviews. And that's how I found Jimmy's Place too. I was like, what is this? And I have a buddy who lives over there and he chatted with them. I guess they bought the building a couple years ago, like right before COVID, because there's a residence at the top. And so the bar was downstairs. But there's not like a full kitchen, but you can do sushi without an oven and everything else. And this dude just makes killer trays of or apparently killer trays of sushi. I have still not been there, but anyway.
Well, for me,
how about you, Wes?
So it was interesting because I was just, like I said, talking to Krista about this the other day because I saw it in my feed and it was butter chicken. And the place is Maharaja Indian Cuisine. And I just had, I mean, it's been a great rated Indian restaurant in town. It's located, I think it's Wilson Way, Fremont Street area.
Wilson and Fremont, yep.
Yep. And Kamal also owns all the mountain mics in town, but he owns this Maharaja, and it's supposed to be really, really good. So I want to go try that.
They also have a buffet there, and there's nothing I like more than a buffet. Indian buffets are the best. It is, because I don't know, sometimes, and this, I don't think this is a singular experience that only I have, when you're trying out like a new ethnic cuisine, sometimes you like don't know what you're doing. So what better way to experience it than a buffet? And you can just try a little bit of everything instead of full-blown committing to a meal. So
they need to put little symbols on the things so you know which ones are hot, though, because Indian food is hard to tell like where the spice level is. Just by I recently had Indian buffet when I was traveling, and I had some hot stuff.
Yeah, I love spicy food, so that hasn't really freaked me out. But okay, all right. So my next question, if Wes, someone were visiting you, where's a place you have to take them to eat in town?
You know, it doesn't have to be a fancy place. It's a place I just really like to eat myself, and it would probably be Fat City Barbecue.
Ooh.
Because I like barbecue, and I love the family that owns that restaurant there, and I don't know. I just like their they have brisket, which I love.
And they take the rad card, Wes's favorite.
Yes. But they also, one of my things I really like there is they make a Genova roll, right? They make a sandwich with boneless ribs, and like they pull the rib meat off and put it in a sandwich, and then just the mayonnaise and the lettuce and the tomato with rib meat, it's really good.
Dude, I love mayonnaise too. Wes and I have had this conversation multiple times how it's really cool to hate on mayonnaise, and we're like, no, let's get some more mayonnaise on this. I started just dipping my french fries in mayonnaise. I saw some chick I took snowboarding lessons with a million years ago. She was from one of the fingers in Europe, which I can't remember what it's called.
Okay.
Our producer's laughing. You know what I'm talking about.
Netherlands. You've lost me.
whatever.
Keep moving.
And it's really good. Your... apparently, that's a very European thing to just dip your French fries in mayonnaise.
Well, when I was shopping at Sina Luna this weekend,
yes.
They have mayo in a, like a toothpaste tube. Have you seen that one? They have a ketchup
I
and
have
they have a mayo.
I have seen that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So what about you?
Ask me. Uh-huh. My new favorite, well, not new favorite, but since I've returned, I really like German Guys. And it's out on the east side of town. So deep Highway 88, still Stockton. But they have, so it's obviously it's a German restaurant. And they have a very cool story. They were just on a big Yelp list of like the top German restaurants in the United States. I think they were one of 20
top 30,
of them.
Right?
Top 30. Yes, correct. Yeah. And they have their whole back patio area set up with these big picnic tables and like the flags and the lights, and you can order your beer in a boot, and it is very fun. And they have events and stuff. So like live music, they'll have like a German accordion guy and what have you. So it's a very cool vibe to bring people to.
And they just moved to Stockton, what, like 4 years
in
ago,
2019.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and their food, having lived in Germany myself for a couple of years when I was in the army, their food is legit. I mean, I love it. It's very authentic. So yes, German Guys. And it's fantastic.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Okay. This is another one of my favorite questions that Ian came up with. Wes, is one of your favorite places to eat that's under $10?
Under $10. You know, that is getting harder to do.
Yes.
But I'm going to go with John's Deli. So it's John.
Oh, yeah.
It's not John. It's Gian. G-I-A-N-S. John's
that's
Deli.
That's true.
They're on the Miracle Mile, actually right near Sina Luna. They make a traditional, well, they like a deli, right? So Italian deli. So you can get your salami sandwich with mayo on focaccia. Yeah, I know.
Bruno peppers.
And they actually, you can actually buy Italian products there too. So I really dig it. And they make their own ravs and all. They run Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri. So,
oh my gosh. I didn't see that episode, and we were there last weekend, and I was like, do they make their own raviolis here? And my husband was like, clearly you didn't watch the Triple D episode about John's Deli. I was like, oh, sorry, Mr. Stockton. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get a sandwich for under 10 bucks there. If I remember correctly, though, are they still cash only?
They're cash only, baby. There's an ATM in there, though.
There's a pro tip right there.
Pro tip. Yeah, exactly. You're welcome. And my favorite $10 spot, this is a spot my husband works from home. So when he's on his lunch breaks, he just like ventures all over the place across town. And he found a banh mi place called Tonton, and it is on March. And it's not all the way to West. It's between El Dorado and West Lane. In a shopping center. And I'm telling, these are like $4 sandwiches. It's crazy. And they're so good. So a banh mi, for those who haven't had it, it's a Vietnamese sandwich. And they also have fresh rolls, which you can get at other like traditional Asian places that are super good. And then I don't know what they're called, but it is a fried like rice flour ball with sesame seeds on the outside and then a bean paste. And they're warm and they're kind of sweet. Oh, dude, they just have them like a Ziploc bag at the counter. Ian brought them home a couple weeks ago and he was like, try this. And I was like, what is it? And he was like, I don't know. But it's so good. And they were so good. So you can get like all that stuff for under $10 there, which is pretty killer.
No, that's awesome. All right. So, you know, we both eat out a lot. So where was the last place that you ate at?
Well, this was yesterday. And I went to, actually, this is one of Anthony's favorite spots in town. But I went to Masaki Sushi downtown. And they have bento boxes for lunch and they're super good. I like a bento box to me is like an adult Lunchable. It's just got like a little bit of everything in it. And I find it very satisfying, like a little salad, a little sushi, a little teriyaki.
Well, for those people who don't know, we, our office, I mean, it's like Masaki is like right below us. And so, we've been here in this office for 9 years. And Masaki was one of the original tenants of the Cinema Plaza. And it's one of my favorite sushi places in town. They have some great rolls there. Really, really good.
Yeah. What about, or actually, Anthony, what roll do you get from there? You get something every time, crunchy something.
Four words, the spicy crunchy scallop roll.
Mwah. There you go. Chef's kiss. Oh my gosh. How about you, Wes? Where is the last place that you ate at?
Sort of a newer place, at an iconic location in some ways, was Heirloom Kitchen.
Ooh, yum, yep.
Yeah, that is, and actually our team went there not too long ago, but, you know, they're in the old Pater's location on the corner of Ben Holt and Pacific Avenue in Lincoln Center, and they just really have a cool, creative menu from really like bougie French toast to chilaquiles to, I don't know. I just like their whole vibe there is great. And their food is really, really good.
Those pumpkin pancakes I had there were phenomenal back in November. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a good, because people like loved Pater's that was in that spot before. So I think I, like other people, were like, okay, Heirloom Kitchen, you better be good or people are going to complain about it. It is good. Anthony shot a TikTok when we were there the last time, and it'll make you very hungry. So since we already established we're not on diets, go watch our food content on TikTok. So it'll be worth it. All right, Wes, what's the last new place that you ate at?
I ate at a place that's very new, which is also downstairs, and it is called El Siete Mares. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure. Sounds good.
Yeah, Anthony's nodding his head. Sure. Actually, online it says L7 Mares, but it's El Siete, and I think it's what they formally go by. And they specialize in mariscos, so seafood. Yes. And so they have a pretty lengthy seafood menu, but it's in the old Moomoo's Burger place right next to the Cinema Plaza. So it's brand new. It's been an existing restaurant, but it's brand new downtown. So go check those out if you like seafood, Mexican food. I had fajitas, so it was good.
I definitely got some chicken tacos from there one time. It was super good. But they have like all sorts of, they have these cool little printed menus that they hand out to us outside.
Yeah.
And the seafood looks killer. They also just got their beer and wine license, so you can get some alcohol there. And they're open late, so you can go before the movies and what have you. And I guess their cuisine is based out of like not the – and I couldn't tell you where the traditional place in Mexico where our Mexican food is from. This is from a different region, like obviously a coastal region. So like the rice is a little different and their beans are a little different than what I'm typically used to. And it is quite good.
I love the regionalism of Mexican food in this town.
Yeah, totally. Totally, totally.
All right. What about you? Where's the most recent new place you've eaten?
I was so excited when I was thinking about this because it took me a second because I was like, God, I've eaten everywhere. But a couple weeks ago, Ian and I went to Tandoori Nights off of Hammer. It's like Hammer and I-5.
Kelly Drive.
Off Kelly Drive. It was so good. Like, so good. And I don't feel like we had a ton of Indian restaurants in Boise where I was living before this. So Indian food's definitely one of the ones that I've been like diving more into now that I've been in Stockton. And this place, worth the hype. Yeah. We got like one of the naans that was like filled with like a currant and fennel and some sort of like raisin. I don't know. If anyone ever wants to borrow my husband to help you order stuff at a place, I highly recommend it because he just is like very good at picking things on the menu. It was so good though. We had like a curry that was like a coconut kind of Indian curry with chicken and peas and raisins. I don't know. It was awesome. So that's a really big shameless plug for Tandoori Nights, which everyone knows about. I feel like I was the only person who hadn't been there before, but
I think they might be top rated Indian restaurant in Stockton.
100%.
Yelp by Yelp. Yeah.
What's a place that is worth the hype that all your friends gave it that you went and checked out?
That's a hard question because I don't have a lot of hypey friends. But I would say one place that I think always lives up to the hype is, for me, Smitty's Wings and Things. Because they make good wings and pizza too. And they're located on Pershing, just north of Robin Hood. And I like them. They used to be on Yosemite Street and they've expanded to their new location and they make great. So I love, like, they have like a six wing and a wedge salad combo. And I love a wedge a very good wedge and it's the wing. So anyway, Smitty's Wings and Things.
and things. I love that. I heard they have a killer pizza there too. I haven't had pizza from there, but apparently my aunt, who's Italian, said that is her favorite pizza in town. So there you go. Okay, for me, I had a girlfriend who, before I moved back, she was always talking about her and her boyfriend went to this Mexican spot downtown and she would get a bag of burritos. And I was like, what are you talking about? And finally, she couldn't remember the name. She knew where it was. So I went and walked around one day and I found it. And that place was Maria's Cafe. We have gone as a team. And that, I think they have some of the best salsa I've had in town. I have definitely gotten that bag of burritos before, which I also believe was under $10. You get like four like mini burritos. Like there's a pork, a chicken, a beef, and a bean and cheese burrito. So good.
Yeah.
So, so good.
People
so,
come across town from Maria's, you know.
And yeah.
Right on Market killer. Street near El Dorado. Yeah.
Yep. You got it.
Very so, cool. So let's reminisce a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the things that people love to talk about is things that are no longer here. And so we figure we'd dedicate a few minutes to just say, what are those restaurants in Stockton that are no longer here that you miss? And obviously, I was born and raised here, and I'm older. So there are a lot. But some come to mind. And so I'll start with a more recent closure that I really kind of miss because I just liked its being downtown and near our office was Bella Vista. Liked that Italian restaurant that was located in the historic Hotel Stockton. But up in my neighborhood up north, Stockton Joe's was an iconic, San Francisco style steakhouse here. And then in that same shopping area was Carmen's, which was a Mexican restaurant that I grew up going as a kid. There's so many more. I mean, the people like, if you go way back, you got the old Hoosier Inn, which is, you know, it was a Stockton icon at one time. There's just so many. I mean, that's the way the restaurant business goes, comes and goes. You know, Unlock Sam was open for 100 years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's closed. So what about you? Anything you miss from?
Well, I only have one answer. This was a hard one for me because I was like, well, when I was a kid, like I was trying to remember even where we went before I left town. But I did remember this was like our family staple. And granted, growing up on the east side of town, so this is an east side restaurant, but it was Carl's restaurant. But we always called it the truck stop. Yeah. And I remember it was always just like full truck drivers, and they gave out, they had little Andy's mints that you got when you left. But I remember thinking how fancy I was that I could order breakfast at any time of day. That was definitely like my parents weren't cooking tonight, so we just went down the street and went to Carl's. So I could like get French fries and French toast, and I was just like, this is fine dining for an 8-year-old. I was just like blown away by it. And my dad really misses, they made their own French dressing, and I remember him, like he would buy like mason jars of it from them to bring home. So
nobody eats French dressing. I mean, come on.
Except Dave Rakovich.
Well, it's funny. I think it's now the Omelet House. I think that is.
And that's good too.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Anything that's near the freeway that's got trucker parking, you pretty much can guarantee that they're going to have good chow. So, So anyway, if there are other restaurants that you miss and reminisce, you know, drop those into our Instagram comments too and let us know what you're pining for from days of yesteryear.
Yes. Oh, days of yesteryears. Okay. Where's a place, Wes, that you visit that you order the same thing at every single time? And what are you ordering?
I know this is where I go a lot for lunch meetings and stuff. And so I always get the chop cob salad, chicken cob at Market Tavern all the time.
Delicious. I go to Siamese Street and I get the Penang curry every time. Penang curry and papaya salad Thai style. And people tell me there's other good stuff there, but I had it once when I first moved here and we probably go there like at least twice a month. And I have ordered the same thing every time with tofu. I love tofu, not vegetarian, but. And for those who haven't had Penang curry, it's like a peanut red sauce curry and it is super good.
Oh, you got me there. I love a peanut red sauce.
Peanut sauce, dude. Sure. God, it's so good. Good. Why order anything else?
So we were talking about things we missed. So there are, that we're a very diverse city and we pretty much have every type of cuisine. But if there was a type of restaurant or a restaurant or a type of cuisine that you think we're missing, what would that be, Amy?
Okay, so I made sure to double check this because I was like, unless there is one and I'm like missing out.
Do we have the same answer?
What I can tell, I hope, I don't know. I hope not. Mine is, I would like to see an Eastern European restaurant, specifically like Polish-esque, where you could get pierogies. That was, we had a Russian restaurant in Boise that kind of dipped its toes in other Eastern European fare, because there's different kinds of like pierogies across Eastern Europe. But anyways, the Polish version, and my family's Polish, Polish and Croatian. And it, I don't know if you've ever had a pierogi, but it's a dumpling. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it originated from, a potato and cheese stuffed or like in fried mushrooms. They're so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would love that. Mm.
So mine also is European.
Okay.
And will you guess it's a blend of Spain and France. Do you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah, a Basque restaurant.
Yes. And we used to have Basque restaurants here in Stockton, and especially the family, a lot of them are family style, so they're really great. But we used to have like legendary ones here in Stockton downtown back in probably the 40s and 50s. But we do not have a Basque restaurant in this city. Oddly enough, like Bakersfield, you know, a good 200 miles south of us, is one of the, it's like the Basque restaurant capital of California. So I don't know how they go from all those and we have zero. So I think we need a Basque restaurant.
So there's our plugs, a Basque restaurant and a Polish restaurant. So if anyone wants to build it, we will come.
You've got two customers.
We'll talk about it on this podcast. Yeah. Yes. We'll give you a decal to put in your window or something like that. Okay, Wes.
Yes.
What do you think is so special about the Stockton food scene?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, it's just the cuisine diversity is amazing. But I think what I also like is, you know, we do have, I mean, like any big city, being the 11th largest city in California, obviously we have a lot of chain restaurants, but we have a lot of locally owned restaurants. You know, I talk to a lot of my peers in the tourism business and they say, you know, well, it's hard to do a restaurant week or a restaurant promotion because we just have so many chains. And of course, we have chains because we have an interstate, right? But we have a lot of locally owned restaurants. And again, totally diverse. And I mean, obviously, Mexican food is king in California, in our region. But pretty much any type of cuisine you want, you can have. Like you mentioned that Salvadorian place. I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but I want it.
Yeah, heck yeah. I started learning about Salvadorian food because of a TV show my nephews watch. So there you go. And so I was on the hunt. But yeah, I mean, my sentiment is similar. The diversity of the food here is like incredible. And you can only find, I mean, you can try in other places to find this, that, and the other. But we're very fortunate to be located where we are, where we just have so many different flavor profile options that it makes it very fun. And I kind of alluded to this. So granted, it makes it hard for folks like us who are destination marketers to market your restaurant when there's not websites and things like that. But I tell you what, those some of those places are the best places to get food in town. You just hear about a little spot that you never even seen on any sort of just no lists, no Yelp, whatever. And you go and you're like, oh, dang.
Do you know of any authentic African or Ethiopian food here, too? That's another cuisine I'd like to try.
No, I don't think so. So where I talk about Boise all the time. But when I was in Boise, Boise had a really large refugee population out of Ethiopia. So that was when I kind of dove into that. It's so good. They serve everything like on top of the, I can't think of what it's called, but it almost looks like a crepe. It's like their like style of like a bread, I guess. So you get to eat the plate that all your food comes on.
Oh,
I love buffets. I like eating the plates my food come on. Yeah, so good. So good.
I'm kind of hungry now. That was a lot of food talk, right? And I think we have some goals now, right? Do we have goals? We got to go try out some new things?
Yes. So this was something my husband also recommended we do. So we should challenge each other to go to one of the spots that we have not been to, and then we can report back on it on our next recording. So I already forgot what you said.
Maharaja.
Okay. So that's your spot that you need to check out before. And I'll be going to El Patio before our next recording.
Awesome. We'll go out and support restaurants this month. Go do it.
Yeah, go somewhere new. We talked about 100 places, it seems like, during this recording. And yeah, get out of your neighborhood. It's easy to only eat in your neighborhood or right where you work. And there's so much good food, man. We didn't get these bodies not eating all through Stockton every day. So take it from us. It's worth it. All right. With that said, we are going to head over to my friend Anthony, and he is going to educate us a bit about the history of some Stockton icons.
Thank you, Amy. As Stockton nears two centuries as a city, key spots throughout its borders remind people of its long history. From its well-known seaport to the Stockton ports and their connection to Casey at the Bat. One of the many elements that sticks out to residents here are the long-running restaurants and cafes that have served the community. Locals and visitors alike, loyal to these established food spots, rave about their food, service, and representation within the city. Spots like Geneva Bakery, founded in 1918 by Angelo Rolleri, an 18-year-old immigrant from Italy. With its large brick oven built by German engineers, Geneva Bakery would go on to produce warm, delicious baked breads to our community for decades to come. And now, under Tim Canavari, a former employee during his high school years who now owns the business, Rolleri's creation has continued its Stockton tradition under his watch since 2004. Spots like Arroyo's Mexican Cafe, whose origins date back to 1955 under the reigns of Jesus and Guadalupe Arroyo, transplants from Mexico City. These two opened this Stockton staple 9 years after their first business, El Rancho Grande. As Stockton grew, so did Arroyo's, jumping from South California Street to South Center Street to establishing itself in its current spot at Quail Lakes since 1999. Over the years, Arroyo's has shown nothing but love and support for their city and provides all its guests with mouthwatering food and amazing service. Spots like Ranch Coffee Shop, a cornerstone for coffee and breakfast in Stockton dating back to 1955. Stepping through its doors is like stepping into a time capsule, as if you're Marty McFly landing in mid-50s Stockton. Add in the amazing home-cooked food and great hospitality, and you may just want to stay there. Until it's closing time, of course. Then you have Dave Wong's, serving our city with stunning Cantonese cuisine for 45 years. On top of their diversely delicious menu, the interior decor is a mix of both contemporary and classic design featuring beautiful Chinese art. Then you have Angelina's Spaghetti House, serving up its filling pasta in Stockton since 1976. And then, listen, I could be here for hours telling you the numerous Stockton restaurants that have made their mark over time. But you know what would be better? You visiting Stockton and experiencing them yourself. Go to visitstockton.org, click the restaurants icon, choose your picks, and make your way over here so you can enjoy every savory bite of what Stockton food spots have to offer.
Thank you, Anthony. That was very interesting. And I guess I'm challenging you, since you are also part of this podcast. I think you should, because I know we talked about this before, you should go to Geneva to go get a sandwich before our next recording.
I've heard great things.
And since you're the social media guy, you can record it and make a cool video of it. So there you go.
Oh, you know I will.
And the ranch is really cool too. Like if you want a classic like chicken fried steak and eggs and biscuits and gravy, the ranch.
I do. Yeah. I do want that.
Right now.
Sounds awesome. All right. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. And we have a ton of events happening in the coming weeks in Stockton. And to kick things off on Thursday, January 4th, the Harlem Globetrotters are going to be at the Stockton Arena. Our coworker, Krista, is the one who writes our events listings. And in here she has, we can watch the team dunk, jump, and spin. Spin the basketball way longer than you could ever imagine. So I love going to the Harlem Globetrotter games. It says in here they've been around since 1926, which is pretty cool. And it's happening
those
at
dudes
the
are hella old.
Yeah, seriously, the ancient Harlem Globetrotters. Come watch the 100-year-old players at the Stockton Arena on Thursday, January 4th. No, that'll be a fun time. And then what's that song, the Harlem Globetrotter song? Oh, yeah.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Stuck
right?
in my head. Sweet Georgia Brown. There you go. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, that'll be a fun
classic.
Time.
Like, as soon as you hear that song, you know what it is. It's the Globetrotters. So,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
You can't forget
exactly.
that. Well, I am going to kick off. I have two food events to talk about, and I'm going to talk about the first one, and it sounds so good. So, Windmill Cove is having a rib and pesto feed on Saturday, January 14th from 5 to 9. So, get this. Like, we know it's crab feed season, so this is a rib and pesto feed, but you get all you can eat. Baby back ribs, pesto pasta, garlic bread, and salad for $35 a person.
I could do damage at an event like that.
Yeah, I don't even know how this math works out. And you also get $2 Ankerstein beer. So anyway, it'll be Saturday, January 14th, the Windmill Cove Rib and Pesto Feed. And if you don't know, Windmill Cove is out on the Delta off Highway 4, $35, all you can eat baby back ribs.
I love that that venue does events in the winter too, because Windmill Cove obviously is so poppin' during the summer season with all the boaters and everything else. So it's very cool that you can still go out there and check out the scenery and whatnot during the year. And also that it's an Anchor Steam event is awesome too. Yeah, so totally. That's how they get you. Fill up on your $2 bills so you don't eat 13 pounds of ribs, I guess. But you could try. You can certainly try. And after you eat, if you're feeling like sweating it out, well, I guess you wouldn't be sweating it out, but you can watch some other guys sweat it out at the 209 Beatdown. 10, 5, 6, 17. Oh, man, I had to count Roman numerals to try to get that one. So this is Stockton Fighters versus people from across California, which is cool, hence the name 209 Beatdown. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 14th. Should be pretty cool. The Civic is a really cool venue to have a boxing match at. And Wes, didn't you tell me before that doesn't the Civic have like a boxing history?
Oh yes. Well, Stockton in general, right? We're Fat City in Leonard Gardner's book, Fat City. It's based in Stockton. It's about our boxing culture. And John Huston, the famous director, filmed a movie based on that book, Fat City. And part of it was filmed in the Civic Auditorium. So yeah, great history of boxing in that facility.
Love it.
So I have another food event. And as we mentioned, it is crab feed season. And the Kiwanis Club of Stockton is having their annual crab feed also on Saturday, January 14th. So you can't do all these. It's just not possible. But Saturday is a busy day. So pick one of these great events. And it'll be at St. Basil's Greek Orthodox Church. And that happens the evening of Saturday, January 14th. And of course, raffle prizes, door prizes, dancing, dinner. I mean, you got to check out our website because there are always crab feed. It is crab feed season in Stockton. It is the premier fundraiser. And so you feel good about it, but you also yes. get to eat a lot of low caloric food that you dip in butter.
Yeah, low caloric. And well, I mean, you're cracking things open.
Exercise, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exercising while eating
yes.
crab. God, I love a crab feed. I was like so stoked when we moved back to Stockton there. And we went to a couple crab feeds last year. And I was just like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the best. excellent. So to see all of the city's events on the city's largest event calendar, go to visitstockton.org. And when you're there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter, which has a fresh look. We just updated it. So we hope yeah. you are enjoying that.
Well, thank you, Amy. I'm kind of happy we did this episode. It kicks off this post-holiday season, celebrating our Stocked Full of Dining promotion that we're going to be working on all this month. And you know what? You reminded me of a few places I haven't been to in a while or yet. And now I have a goal before our next podcast to go to Maharashtra Indian cuisine or sometime before the end of January. That's my goal.
Yes, that's right. And I will be going to El Patio. Anthony will be at his Geneva Bakery getting a sandwich. I love a sandwich. I could do a whole podcast on sandwiches. So maybe I will. Excellent, excellent. So for supporting Images and Insights, be sure to follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.